We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:51. Thanks for tuning in to Total Information AM. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Carol Daniel and a special guest in Studio B with us.
Absolutely. She made history with the St. Louis Police Department and just retired. Lieutenant Colonel Rochelle Jones became the first African-American woman to be promoted to lieutenant colonel in the 200-year history of the department and became so the highest-ranking black woman there. Rocky, as she is known, joins us in studio now. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you for inviting me.
This is the first time I've seen her, in, you know, not in uniform.
I know. You walked in and I was like, is that her?
Who is she? Right. Normally, folks will don't even recognize me out of uniform because I've been in a uniform so much.
The first African-American woman to be promoted to that rank in the 200-year history.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really amazing.
It's a blessing. It's an honor for me. And sometimes it's hard to realize that. You know, because you work, I just worked, and when the opportunities came, I just, okay, I'll take this test, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that, but I'll just keep working. And when I sit back and think about it, it's like, yeah, that's me, that's you.
You did that.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to retire, and did anyone say, oh, no, please don't go?
They wanted me to, especially the officers, they were like, hey, don't go, we want you to stay. But it was time for me to do something different.
We hear all the time about how short-staffed the police department is, so I can imagine they did not want you to go. I'm wondering, in your long career with the St. Louis Police Department, though, has there really ever been a time, because we always think before was better, was there ever a time when people said, oh, the police department, it's fully staffed, everything's great, everything's just going along swimmingly?
I think when I started, we had like 2,000 officers. I started May the 16th, 1983, and there was 2,000 officers. There was a lot more personnel, and it was different. But it's just like anything else. It's just like any other industry. Time brings about a change, and all the industries have seen a change, especially with COVID and especially with the times. It just brings about a change. For us, the technology has changed so much. Now there's computers in the cars. When I started, we didn't have computers in the cars. We didn't have automatic weapons. But the technology is very progressive, and it makes me very hopeful. So, I mean, change is good. Change is good.
But what has to happen, though, and do you think we need more police or do we need more counselors? You know, Mayor Jones has described it as policing reimagined. That was in her platform as a candidate and now as mayor.
I like that. I like the program that she has implemented, because as police officers, we are not counselors, okay? We don't have the training to help the people that are mentally ill. I like that program. I like that concept. I worked closely with Director Will Pinckney, who's a part of that. It feels good as a police officer to know if you have the situation, someone needing some help, someone having a mental health crisis, to have that person right there that can offer the services, that can step in. And that way the police officers can go and do something else more directed toward what they do. I always say that the worker bees that are in specific genres, they should do what they're supposed to do. So I think that program is working great.
And this is the program where counselors are called.
Yes, and they're actually riding with the police officers. We work directly with them. We work closely with them. And when there is a mental health crisis, here they are. They're right here. Hey, when I started like 39 years ago, we didn't have that. As police officers, we had to do everything. We had to be mothers, fathers, attorneys, doctors, lawyers, because at that time, and people still tend to do that, they call the police for everything, for everything, and you're expected to sort it out. So I am in agreement with the mayor for bringing that program in, for implementing that program. I think it's a great program, and it's a good start for the city.
We have about a minute left, so I do want to ask you, after all this time on the police force, and you're going to enjoy your retirement, I'm sure, any big plans? Or are you going to be one of those people who has a scanner in their home and is always thinking about what's happening?
No, I'm not going to do that. I am interested in the city, the city living, the political and the engagement, just the total engagement of dealing with the city. And my work is not done. Public service is what I like to do. And I'll quote Frankie Muse Freeman, who's the 14th national president for Delta Sigma Theta. We've got a lot of work to do with the public. And I still feel that my engagement with the city and my engagement with the citizens, I've got a lot more work to do. Policing was the first part, and I was able to hone and learn a lot of my leadership skills. So I can take those leadership skills and I can do anything in public service. It does not have to be policing. It could be public service. I have the education and the training for that. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Would you just go on and tell us what you're going to do next?
Public service.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave it at that. And when I figure that out, Carol, I'm going to give you a call.
And she's going to sit right where she's sitting now in Studio B.
Right where I'm sitting now, and I'm going to let you know. But seriously, public service is my thing.
Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And we look forward to the future.
Thanks.
And that is Lieutenant Colonel Rochelle D. Jones, who has retired. Rocky from
yes.
the St. Louis Police Department, joining us here on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.